Welcome to the Anabu AI blog and audio. Today we're covering a piece called AI Cybersecurity 2026. Your tools are now the attack surface by Brett Allegre Wood.
And that title alone should make any business owner sit up. It's not saying hackers might target your AI tools. It's saying they already are.
Right. And the IBM data Brett cites makes it very concrete. Attacks on public-facing AI-enabled applications surged 44% year-on-year in 2026. That's not a rounding error.
What got me was the framing, though. We've had cybersecurity warnings for decades. Update your firewall, train your staff. But Brett's point is this time is categorically different because the tools being used to attack you are the same tools you bought to run your business.
Your AI agents have real authority. They send emails, access databases, make decisions on your behalf. An attacker doesn't need to steal a password or trick an employee into clicking a link. They just interact with your public-facing AI, and your AI does the rest.
Harvard professor James Mickens makes this point in the article. Attackers can manipulate your systems from entirely outside your data center. No phishing link, no break-in, just a crafted prompt to your AI.
And then there's the Anthropic breach. This is the part that should really shake people.
Tell me.
Anthropic, one of the most advanced AI safety organizations on the planet, was breached. The attackers used their own AI models to scan Anthropic's source code, find microscopic vulnerabilities that human engineers had missed, and exploit them. Brett's point is that if that can happen to Anthropic, a mid-sized accounting firm in Sydney or a logistics company in London has very little chance without a fundamentally different security posture.
And this connects to something the article covers on zero-day vulnerabilities. Flaws in software the vendor doesn't even know exist yet. Historically, finding them required skilled researchers working for months. AI has changed that completely.
There's a striking example in the article. A security researcher used an AI assistant to find a high-severity vulnerability in Apache ActiveMQ that had sat unnoticed for 13 years. The AI found it in a fraction of the time a human team would have taken.
So the idea that a flaw buried in millions of lines of code probably won't be found? That's gone.
Completely. And there are 3 actively exploited zero-day vulnerabilities in Windows named in the article right now. Bluehammer, RedSun, and Undefend, being used by threat actors today.
Okay, so the attack surface has changed, the speed has changed. What about the human side? Most businesses still rely on training employees to spot phishing emails. That's one of the harder parts of the article to read. Robert Naik, former Deputy National Cyber Director at the White House, says that a year ago, phishing emails were relatively easy to spot. Misspellings, awkward phrasing, obvious red flags. That's completely gone.
Generative AI now crafts phishing messages that are perfectly written, highly personalized, virtually indistinguishable from genuine communications.
So your employees are no longer your first line of defense. They're your greatest vulnerability.
Brett puts it that bluntly, yes. Traditional security awareness training that teaches people to spot dodgy grammar is now entirely obsolete.
That's a big statement, and it lands. What about the governance side? Because I know a lot of business owners who've deployed AI tools, but haven't really mapped what those tools can touch.
This is the agent sprawl problem. Rubrik Zero Labs found that 86% of security leaders admit their AI agents are outpacing their guardrails, and 88% cannot roll back agent actions once they've been taken.
88% can't undo what their AI has already done. That's extraordinary.
And it connects directly to the regulatory pressure. The EU AI Act's high-risk enforcement deadline is August this year. Fines go up to 35 million euros, or 7% of global annual revenue. Brett's point is that whether you operate in Europe or not, the direction is clear.
Governments will hold businesses accountable for the AI systems they deploy. So what does Brett actually see to do? Because the article isn't just a threat inventory.
6 concrete steps. First, audit every AI agent you've deployed. What data does it access? What actions is it authorized to take? Is it connected to public-facing systems? If you can't answer those questions, that's already the problem.
Then zero trust architecture for all AI agents. Minimum permissions, no broad access by default. The principle of least privilege applied strictly to every deployed model.
And deploy AI-driven defensive monitoring. Naik's framing in the article is really useful here.
You need agentic AI essentially sitting over your shoulder, looking at everything and flagging when something looks like a kill chain for a fraudulent scheme. Human analysts alone cannot respond at machine speed. Build an incident response plan specific to AI. How do you isolate a compromised agent? What do you tell stakeholders if your AI is used to exfiltrate data? Rehearse that scenario before you need it, not during a crisis. And close the agent sprawl gap before August, before that EU AI Act enforcement deadline turns a visibility problem into a legal liability. My one action for listeners this week: map every AI agent your business has deployed, not just the obvious ones. Every chatbot, every automation, every connected toy. Write down what data it can see and what it's authorized to do. That's your starting point. Mine is to treat your existing security awareness training as if it no longer exists. Your team needs to understand that a polished, personalized, perfectly written email is now more suspicious, not less. Verify through a second channel before acting on any sensitive request. The full article is on the Anabu AI blog at anabu.ai. Brett goes deeper on the regulatory picture, the infrastructure delays, and what the godfathers of AI are saying publicly about where this is heading. And if you want this working in your own business, there's a free AI audit available on that same page. That's all from us on the Anabu AI blog.